This Feast of the Holy Family was established by Pope Leo XIII. And how beautifully in his apostolic letter, Pope Leo XIII holds up this model family. Saint Joseph, the head of the Holy Family, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and then Jesus, our Divine Savior. It was only later that Pope Benedict XV extended this feast to the Universal Church and assigned the Sunday after Epiphany as the Sunday for Holy Family Sunday. I wanted to say something very briefly before I get into the Holy Family, and that is, how often we read Scripture and we really don't reflect sufficiently about what we know that after the Magi returned to their land by another way, Herod understood that he was deceived, that they did not come back to tell him where the Messiah was. And so Herod sought to destroy the child. We talked about this on the Feast of the Holy Innocents. But do we ever ponder when the angel was sent to Saint Joseph and said, take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt, for Herod seeks to destroy the child? What were the circumstances? That was the middle of the night. But why did God do this? It's so that they could leave unnoticed, so no one in the area would know which direction they went. It was for security. But could we imagine getting woke up in the middle of the night and saying, quickly take everything that you can, that you need, and go into a foreign land? Before Christmas, we reflected on St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem because of the census of Caesar Augustus, which brought them to Bethlehem. But now this is something different. Middle of the night, the baby Jesus was born. They have to go to a foreign land. We think of St. Joseph, trying to think practically, how much do I take? What do I take? What tools do I need? Because I'm going to have to make a livelihood down there. Our Blessed Mother, she had remembered the prophecy of Simeon that her own soul, a sword will be pierced. And that is because of her child. And so in the middle of the night, they leave for a foreign land. This is a good thing for us to remember. This is the holiest of families. And yet, they had hardships. They had crosses. They had trials. And that should teach all of us a lesson that even when we're trying to be good, trying to do what we're supposed to do, sometimes God visits us with trials and difficulties. He didn't spare the Holy Family. And we should not expect anything differently. The important thing is that we look to the Holy Family for that wonderful example. Those of you who are fathers, Saint Joseph is the example of fatherhood. He was the provider, the protector for the Holy Family. And Holy Scripture says he was a just man. We can only envy Saint Joseph that he lived in close proximity with the Son of God, held him in his arms, as we see in his statue there. And that the Son of God, Jesus, the God-man, worked with him in his carpentry shop. St. Joseph is a wonderful example of workers. He worked hard, he was patient, he was diligent. We also see how in God's plan, God's always telling us something. When they had to warn the Holy Family about Herod's design to destroy the Christ child, the angel was sent to St. Joseph, because he was the father and the head of that family. Then we have the beautiful and loving example of our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God. She was the greatest of all mothers. She not only loved her son because she was herself, but she was loving him because he was the Son of God. And what care and diligence our Blessed Mother took care of that holy family, providing for them. And last but not least, we also have the powerful, perfect example of Jesus Christ for children. We've talked about this on Mother's Day, Father's Day, but you know, when God gave us the Ten Commandments, you cannot add anything. They cover everything. The Ten Commandments are perfect. They cover all of our obligations. And even the order of the Ten Commandments is significant. First of all, God comes first, so the first three commandments pertain to God. Number one, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Worship the true God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Reverence the name of God. Keep holy the Lord's Day, which we're doing today by going to Mass. But after the first three commandments pertaining to God, what is the next commandment? In the eyes of God, in importance, honor thy father and thy mother. That is important in the eyes of God. Why? Because God knows that the family is the basic unit of society. You parents, your children are the future of society, the future of the church. They're in their very formative years, and it's for you not only to feed them, clothe them, put a roof over their heads, but more importantly, to instruct them. Not just to be a responsible adult to be able to make it on their own when they get of age, but more importantly, spiritually. And how important it is for children to listen to their parents. Especially teenagers. So right now, all of you teenagers, you can tune me out. Okay, just go, tune me out. I want to listen to this. But you got it, because you're here, and I got a loudspeaker here. But you know, teenagers, you're transitioning from childhood to adulthood. So what's the one thing you resent? I'm not a little kid anymore. Don't treat me like a little kid. I'm not a baby. That's right, you're not a baby anymore. You're grown up, you're an adult in the physical sense, but not up here. Still, it's not all coming together up there yet. And that's the reason why your parents, God gave you your parents, to keep you on the right path. I've talked about this, I thought it was so funny. I was in a doctor's office, and you know, I was sitting there waiting for my appointment, and this magazine is upside down, and on the back page was advertisement for State Farm Auto Insurance. What caught my attention was there was a dish with a brain on it. And in the brain, there was a dark spot, black, in the shape of a car. And it said, why do teenagers drive as if they're missing a part of their brain? And underneath it, it says, because they are missing a part of the brain. The brain's not totally developed. That part of the brain that tells you consequences. So teenagers, I know you think you know everything. You know all the answers. Your mom and dad, you think maybe some of you, I hope you're not a lot, but some might think that your parents are pretty dumb. But your parents are experienced. They've been around the block and some. They know the mistakes that you can make. So when they tell you to do something, do it. Not because it's prudent, not just because it's prudent, but because God wants you to. Because your parents love you, and it's their responsibility to make sure that you don't do something really, really hurtful to yourself and hurtful to others. That's the reason why God established the family. That's the reason why your parents have authority over you. That's the reason why the very next commandment after the first three pertaining to God is honor thy father and thy mother. And what does that mean? What does that commandment mean? It means to love, respect, and obey your parents. Love, obey, and respect them. And for parents, remember this. Your kids grow up really, really fast. How important it is that you start from a very young age to teach them right from wrong, teach them about consequences. Reward good, punish evil. but always be there, loving them and guiding them. And of all the things that you can instill in them, the most important thing is teach them how to pray. Because if they can pray, if they learn to do that well, then things are going to be okay. God's grace is going to be there. They make their mistakes, but God's going to take care of it. He's going to watch over them and protect them. Our Blessed Mother will watch over them as well. I am just amazed how wonderfully the Church, when she chooses epistles and gospels for different feasts, how wonderfully these are chosen. So I'd like to end on this note here, St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians. This is the ingredients, this is the recipe for happy and holy homes. Beloved, as God's chosen ones, put on a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another, forgive one another, even if anyone has a grievance in any other, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.